Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my wife and co-host Alicia.
Hello.
And we just got back from seeing the new version of Lara Croft,
Tomb Raider.
So, just to let you know, that was not on our true list to go see.
No, we were kind of bored.
We were bored, and we got this new, no advertising, movie pass that we go and say, hey, why not? Let's just go to the movies. We ain't doing anything.
That's pretty right.
Nice outside.
It definitely was. And here in Atlanta.
Here in Atlanta in the 70s and previously in the 80s. But we decided to say, hey, let's go see the new version of Tomb Raider. And Alicia suggested as well, hey, on top of that, after we see that, let's see the old version with Angelina Jolie and do a comparison.
Yes.
I was like, good idea, baby. Yes. That's why I keep you around. So we made a decision and we went out to see the new one.
Oh, yes.
And the new one is with an actress that you've probably seen here and there, but she's showing up. She's a decent actress. She was in one of our favorite movies, Ex Machina. She played the robot on there. Mm. She played fantastic on there. And she played a couple of roles.
Her name is
Alicia Vikander or something like that. So we said, let's go see it and check it out. It looks like it may be exciting or it could be entertaining. So we just put it on the list. And this week there wasn't really anything that kind of jumped out at us that's being that good anyway. So It was a good opportunity to go out and say, hey, let's just go see a movie.
That's true.
We went to see Tomb Raider. Sure. With that said, basic concept of this one, baby. What did you have? Well, let me back it up. You know how I always like to do the summary. What's it about?
What's the summary?
And because there was like two versions of it. So this one was about Lara Croft, a fiercely independent daughter of eccentric adventurer who vanishes earlier. Hoping to solve the mystery of her father's disappearance, she embarks on a destination of a fabled island off the coast of Japan. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see how long this one goes. So it starts off with her showing her making deliveries or boxing and just some miscellaneous stuff. So you see her, but you don't really know her background unless you know the background of Lara Croft. So this one basically is the start of Lara Croft, I guess. You know, before she became the true Tomb Raider.
Right.
So that's why they kind of started it off. And this was the basic premise of this. But she had to find her father.
Right.
So the first one was some clock that she find. And the Illuminati is saying, we have to find the two keys so we can control time. The true Illuminati must have these keys.
Sound familiar?
Yeah. So she found a clock in the house, and she's actually the Tomb Raider, so she's been doing some archaeological stuff on her own, and it's Angelina Jolie, and she's fantastic. With her younger days, she was like exciting.
Yeah.
She did all the action stuff.
Yeah, she did.
She pouted with her big lips and looking sexy all day long. So it was just a great highlight of showing her as a great heroine. Little sexist, all they did was try to just show her big breasts bouncing around. So they showed a lot of that, which made it kind of like, that's what the guy's like. But the Tomb Raider actual Lara Croft game was like that anyway. But so that's how they kind of did it in that. But the new one was like your girl next door that you hang out with. Kind of millennial type girl that just hangs out with the guys and, you know, biking and, you know, just doing things like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, when we were the new one, I was wondering why she was like poor.
Yeah.
Because at the, I mean, because Tomb Raider, the first Tomb Raider with
she was in a mansion.
Yeah, she was very rich. So seeing how at the beginning she didn't have any money didn't make sense, right? Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, but I still didn't understand it when they was telling her you need to sign over. You need to sign for your father's stuff because he's dead. Mm-hmm. I still don't understand why she didn't do it. Yeah. Well, it would acknowledge that he's dead. Yeah, so if he's not dead, guess what? Even though you signed off of it, it's still okay, isn't it? You can still look for him, and you have the money to look for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she didn't want the money.
Well, she didn't want the money because she didn't want to acknowledge that her father was dead.
Yeah, which...
But... You don't have to acknowledge that he did and get the money. To me, I would have got the money and used that money to try to find out what he was doing.
Exactly.
So I just thought that was kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean, this story was kind of weak, though.
Yeah, so I understood this was like an origin story. This is the origin of Lara Croft. So what? Okay. You still could have done a better job.
Yeah, it was, I mean, like I was looking and see you was yawning.
Yeah, so I didn't really go to sleep.
No, you didn't.
But I was so bored. Out of this. I was bored. It was,
and the action didn't start until like almost like an hour into the movie.
Yeah, but even that action is the action that you saw before. This action that they put on here was almost like what you see on TV now.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No, it wasn't even that good.
It was some of that in there. No, I mean,
no, the premise, yeah, kind of like seen, running through and stuff, yeah, running
exactly,
behind.
Exactly, exactly. I like, well, you, and like you said, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so.
Remember when she was on the plane and if she was going to, the wing was going to fall off. Now the wing is falling. The plane is going to fall.
Exactly.
Okay, the plane ain't falling.
Let me grab the parachute that they never used.
Yeah, that's broken up, but I'm going to try it anyway, and I'm going to fall through, and then there's going to be something that pierced my stomach, but I'm going to walk around and still fight. And then when I find my father, I'm like, I'm injured after she killed the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. She fight this guy. She kills him. With a puncture in her stomach, but as soon as she climbs a cliff, she climbs the cliff, and after she climbs the cliff,
she passes out.
She says, "Daddy, I'm hurt."
Yeah, and he's like, "Sleep, darling. This is just a dream. It's just a dream."
Because she's gonna go away.
She's gonna go away.
You know, he was just crazy as fuck.
I know,
but I just so it was weird. Okay, it didn't. And it made money for some reason. They made about $48 million in the box office, which Dave's like, ooh, it's a lot more than what we expected. It's a lot more than I expected from that. But the best acting in there, sorry, Alicia, the best action was in there was Daniel Wu that played Lu Ren and our boy Walter Goggins, who played... on our favorite show, Justified.
Yes, Justified. Yeah.
So those two was the best acting on there. So, but it was boring.
It was
typical. The action
was weak.
It wasn't really weak. Wasn't excitable. I noticed this was a great heroine movie, but she didn't play a good hero. Then for some reason she had arrows. Like, she was really gonna...
That's what I didn't understand.
Do you know how long it takes to pull a bow back? And these guys got automatic machine guns.
That was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, why? Why did you do that? Now, if she was on a hill picking them off, I would be like, oh, okay. But she's running through the woods, and these guys like, oh, she's pulling the bow back. Let me stop shooting before her. Give her a chance. Oh, I missed. And she fucking got me. Mm-hmm. So it was...
And she was a weak fighter, too.
So, again...
Because they had her at the beginning fighting the girl and the boxer.
Yeah, she was a weak fighter then.
And I mean, and then she was like... I'm like, if anything, you know, it was Angelina. She
She was just... She went... It was started from the beginning that she was... Yeah, so we go on to the 2001 version. She was badass throughout the movie. She established herself as being badass. Mm-hmm. which I'm okay with.
Yeah, smart and badass.
And smart on top of that. Yeah,
and she was a woman lead.
Yeah.
And the character here, she was not a powerful lead woman.
No, she was the lead, but she wasn't a powerful leading actor in the movie.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
you didn't, you know, I when we got out, I was like telling you that I didn't feel for her. I didn't say, "Whoa, I like her."
Yeah.
I didn't like her. I didn't, and not saying that she was a bad character. I just didn't associate myself with liking her.
Yeah.
And since I didn't like her, I didn't even care. So that's why I was bored, because it was kind of like, let's get through this and let's see where you're going.
Yeah,
with this.
Exactly. Just, I mean, like I said, the storyline was weak. She was weak.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it wasn't interesting. It wasn't interesting whatsoever. It didn't.
No.
I don't think I want to see, if they do a two of this, I don't want to go see it.
I don't want to see it. Now, it may be better, but I don't see it being any better than what I saw it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not interested. And I don't think she did a good job as an actress on it. She didn't make me feel like she was Lara Croft. There was a lot of other actresses that did action movies that I would say, oh, I'm really into this.
And you know what I'm saying? They did make their money. They're most likely going to do a number two because they made their money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
so they felt good about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But overall, it was a weak movie, a weak storyline, a weak lead character. I've seen better women characters out that's right now that takes control. Even they were bad. It was a bad movie. There's still movies out there with women who will take better control of the characters.
So, and then when we look back at the Angelina Jolie one, I enjoyed that one. Some of it was like really cheesy at times, but I still enjoyed it. And Angelina Jolie made me want to see what she would do. You know, personally, she was really personable. She was beautiful. She showed how smart she was. She was cleverer than more of the men that thought they knew better. She just did so much good things. She had hookups with people that she rolled to, and people acquiesced to her. And I just thought it was cool. I really liked that Lara Croft.
Yeah, yeah.
This new one, either, this is what I normally, when I do movie reviews, I mean music reviews, this was lazy. So if you look at this, this was like a really lazily made. Since it's Lara Croft, people are just going to go see it.
Right.
So I don't really have to put that much effort in there.
Right.
I got a star lady that's out there that people like, oh, I really like this lady, Alicia. So they're going to see that and Tomb Raider name. And lead women are big right now.
Yes, they are.
So
yes,
they this are. Would be fantastic to go see. So, yeah, they went to see it. But as a movie that, you know, you like, for example, we went to see Pacific Rim. That wasn't a great storyline, but it was very fun to see.
Yep, it sure was.
This wasn't fun to see.
Yes, it was. It was very fun to see.
So if you turn around and say, hey, which one would you see? The old one or the new one? I'll see the old one. Any day.
Old one would definitely be the one I want to see.
Not this.
Yeah. Because she, like I said, Angelina did some badass stunts on
she
this.
She was badass.
Yeah, she hit.
And even if it wasn't her, she showed some things on there that you would say, she's cool as hell. Yep. Yeah, she's cool.
Yep.
And they made it her movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They really made it her movie. This new one made it like she happens to be on the movie because we want to make her Lara Croft. But it's really, she's not really owning the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get the feel like I really could enjoy it. You know what I mean?
No, like I said, it was... The action was not that good.
Nope.
She wasn't a powerful lead role. So, I mean, she may have the look.
She has the look, but even with the look, they didn't do well on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example with a look. The Iron Fist on Netflix, he has the look of the comic book. But he was the worst actor, the worst type of fighting scenes. Everything about it was like really freaking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Here, she has the look. She had some scenes that was kind of exciting, but not really exciting. And then she did some things that really, well, you know, we didn't want to make her a superhero. Guess what? Lara Croft is a superhero.
Yeah, she was a superhero.
In the game as well as the old version.
Yeah.
You needed to do that.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm like you said, how do you not, I mean, you know you wealthy. How do you not sign off on paper just try to find your father with your own money?
Yeah. I would spend millions of dollars to try to find my dad.
If, I mean, you can't say, oh, let me sign off. Let me go travel. Let me look at what, I mean.
Let me do more research.
It's almost like she took forever to go and sign the paperwork, not realizing that he left her signs where he was at. And then when she finally decided to sign it, that's when she started looking for him when she should have been signing it and started looking for him when she.
Yeah, she should have been did that. And, you know, the other guardian or whoever she was did state, oh yeah, we had so much investigators and they came up with nothing, and so what? I don't care. So what? You know, but then when she signed, when she was ready to sign for it, the lawyer took out this little game type thing that left her some hints. So, which is really stupid, because if she would have signed for it years ago, she would have had that, and then she would have been on the search for
her
dad.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't work. But, oh, suddenly, it becomes very important that that's what you do. But then when she got the hint, why didn't you just sign for it then? You know what I mean? Yeah. And use the money to go find him.
I mean, and then when he tell her, don't go looking for me, I was like, that was stupid.
Oh, then he told her, burn everything before someone finds out what's going on.
Right.
And then she didn't do that shit either.
That was stupid, too.
That was stupid, and he told her that. That was fucking stupid. Oh, you mean it was stupid? No, that was brave. I was going to say, no, that was fucking stupid.
That was stupid. I told you.
I told you. It was a reason why I told you that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I did, the only thing that God, I found interesting was, you know, the legend is her touch killed people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was supernatural. Actually, she just had a disease. I thought that was cool.
That was cool. Yes, that was cool.
That kind of made sense. It didn't have to be magic. But back then, people didn't know how to determine what diseases were.
Right.
So she had a disease that she was immune to, but when she touched others, they caught a disease and died.
Right.
And
that was cool.
I thought that was pretty cool, because then it switched the way things were. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't allow her to come back, and anybody that was in there, they didn't want them to come out because they would have had the disease as well. So they had like trap things and everything. But it was like, to your point, they had the Raiders of the Lost Ark feel, you know, when they walking through there. Oh, the floors is falling. Okay, put stuff out there. So
I mean, it's like he stole from them.
I know.
I like, can't you be creative?
On your damn own.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, touch of. I was like, really?
So, yeah. So it was disappointing. Very disappointing. But we get to see movies. So we get to see movies. We get to tell you. Don't if you ain't got nothing to do and you're out and about, yeah, you can stop by and see it. Or I recommend video or streaming service. And even then, you really got to be prepared to kind of be distracted. Because if I was at home, I don't think I would have continued to look at this.
Yeah.
And then if it was on Netflix, I would probably went through it and been like, I just wasted my time watching this. But other than that, very average.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm going to say below average. I'm not going to say average. Average is something that I was like, oh, okay.
What do you got?
So I got a 4. I didn't like this. I really didn't like this.
5.
Nice of you to give her the 5.
Yes, I did. That was nice.
Why?
You're
not going to watch this again.
Hell no.
And if someone asks you, you're going to say, I didn't like this.
Yeah.
And
but you're going to... 5 is where I'm like, I'm not going to go see it anyway. I'm not going to watch it.
I give a 5 as a 50-50 that I may look at. I don't see any reason to watch the beginning, the middle, or the end of this. Yeah. If it comes on, I'm going to turn the channel. I'm not going to stop and say,
I'm not. You know how DirecTV is. If it's on the list, I'm definitely not going to stop.
Yeah, I'm not. So that's why I said four, because it's below average to the point of I just won't see this again.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Well, you can keep it a five. I'm just saying.
You know, I'm just being nice.
I'd rather be honest than nice.
Yeah, but
sometimes I'm nice because, okay, you know, they tried.
I mean,
you know, when they try.
Yeah, but the grandbabies, we'll let the grandbabies watch it.
No, I won't. Why? I don't think it's worth them unless they say, really? I want to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see it.
Let me see. Yeah,
then I can leave the room.
They do say there's certain ones they want to see. Like,
I'm fine.
They want to see, what's his name? I forgot, you know. Well, there's a movie they want to see. Yeah,
but I'll leave the room. Mm-hmm. I have no reason to be watching some of these movies that's not even worth it.
Yes, I got you.
But I got a four, and Alicia has a five.
Sure.
Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Follow us on BougieBlackBrother.com or iTunes Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Leave us notes and leave us comments and anything like that. Follow us. We love to have you follow us because we have a lot of stuff we can share, and we can get your input and put it part of what we do. But follow Alicia and I on Twitter and Instagram, Bougie Black Bro, and Fine BLK Woman. Fine BLK Woman, Fine Black Woman on Instagram and Twitter. Anything else, Bowie?
No, darling.
So thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next Wednesday for our next movie review. See you later.
Bye.